This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Gareth,
good morning. How you doing?
What on Saturday, mate? Yes. Just a word on the switch to a back three. It's obviously worked, and just a word on sort of Sam Phil's role in this team. I think he's played every game this season in midfield and been a real presence in there. But moving him back to the back three is obviously working as well. But does it leave you kind of with a void to fill his role in midfield if you keep him there?
Well, the void was filled on Saturday by, you know, Andre and Tim came in there, you know, and I thought just played really well, you know, outstanding players in there. Andre Dizel's probably the one who you're looking at to come in for Sam Field there, and I'm trying to get into Andre what Sam does, you know, on the physical side, and probably Andre is fantastic on the technical side as well. So you know, you sort of, you know, tit for tat on things on that side of things, you know, and I was just so pleased to see Andre giving everything in that midfield area, battling like I think he's probably not used to, you know, because it's a different way. My midfielders absolutely have to battle without a shadow of a doubt. You know, they've got to win those second balls and they've got to keep the tempo up. And I just thought Sam was superb at the back. I thought switching to a back three was important. Being totally honest, if you look at my previous club and what was done there, the back three was a real big part of what I did at Wycombe Wanderers, and I think the system sometimes can be a real offensive system, even though you're playing sort of five at the back as it's built. It's a really offensive system, you know. You can really get forward, and it allowed me to get three forwards on the pitch, you know, Jamal, Chris Martin, and Lyndon Dykes, who I thought really caused problems for the Watford defenders. So something I wanted to do, didn't have the person. I was waiting for a centre-half to get fit, a Balogun or you know, an experienced one or a Clark Salter. You know, they're not getting fit quick enough for me to change to a back three quick enough. So I thought, right, you know, rather than give Joe Gubbins a debut, which I think would have been a lot of an ask on a you know, and let's face it, we're in a relegation sort of area. No chance was I going to put another, you know, young lad in the defence. We already had Aaron Drew playing his second ever game. So I thought Sam Field would be able to fit in there. And I'm glad he justified that decision, because I thought he was absolutely sensational. I think he's one of these players who can almost play anywhere. And when I asked him to play in a back three, his reply to me was, Gaffer, I haven't played enough games in the league to dictate where I play, so I'll play anywhere for you, which is absolutely brilliant. It's all you want to hear as a manager. And I think Sam was maybe a massive unsung hero on Saturday, because the plaudits will go to elsewhere. You know, there's some great performances, but Sam Field was absolutely solid and kept Rob Dickey and Jimmy Dunn really close together. No gaps, dealt with everything that was thrown at him then for, and I was really pleased.
Is he a player you feel, you know, long term you can sort of not build a team around, but can be a kind of integral part of what you want to do?
Listen, I work with players like Sanfield all day because he delivers what his build is delivering. He's a warrior out there, you know, and he's loving his football. He's an honest Birmingham lad. He's really enjoying playing football at the moment in the Championship level, and rightly so, because he could go on to big things. Because there's a lot of these players who like having the ball, like doing tricks, like getting past people. Like, you still need those players who win that ball back for you, those players who can get that ball and still play a great pass, or still play, you know, and be there solid in a tackle, winning a header at the back stick if they need to. Sam's definitely one of these sort of structure players that allow these forward players to go and do their stuff. So he's vital in any team, and they're becoming few and far between, those players. So Sam's a vital part of the jigsaw for me. Yeah.
And just with Andre, he was brought in last year, and they you know, Rangers paid, you know, decent money for him, but he's been a bit stop start since he's been here. He's had flashes of where he's done well, and then sort of been in and out the side. Is he someone you look at and think, I can sort of tap into him and get the best out of him?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. You know, I think that having an identity is important. So having an identity at QPR of a template of how we go about things, you know, I'm never off the cuff. That's something I don't do. You know, I've got, I'm very structured. I'm very sort of job orientated. Players know what they've got to do. Players demand from each other because they know what each other have to do. And there's accountability. There's no hiding places. And I think that Andre has been briefed on exactly what I want, and he knows what to deliver. He came and saw my assistant manager a week ago and said, what do I need to do to get in this team? So we told him exactly what he needs to do. And I told him exactly what he needed to do Saturday. And one of my proudest moments was when he limped off and said, Gaffer, that's me, I'm done. I've finished. And it's genuine. It's not like I've had enough of this game. It was like, I would love to stay on, but I don't think my legs can give you what you need, Gaffer, get someone else on. What a maturity that was from Andre as well. So, you know, these boys have all, if they want a future with QPR and with me, then these are now all games I'm looking at them and saying, right, can you do the job? And definitely on Saturday, they all came up trumps.
And just what on Aaron Drew as well. I mean, how big a display was that for him on Saturday? I mean, that's to be in a winning side against a side with as talented as Watford, you know, in his second game, second full start, that's
huge, absolutely huge. You know, I thought both wing backs were sensational Saturday. I thought Ozzie Kaikai had his best game for a long time for the football club, and Aaron Drew. I mean, on your home debut to play against a team with I don't know what, £30 million players in and £20 million players in, and you've come up from the academy and you've had your debut a week before, and it's not gone brilliant as a team. Not Aaron. Aaron's been sensational since I walked in, but the result wasn't great at Rotherham. To pick yourself up and to say, you know what, Gaff, I'll give you everything again, and he was brilliant, Aaron. He really was. And again, cramping up, you know, young boy learning his trade. I think we've got a real star of the future there, and I'm looking forward to working with Aaron because he's got no fear. He's got nobody's tainted him, or he's not had enough games to sort of dictate something or get his own ideas. He is absolutely fearless and ready to do whatever you ask him. And that was a great display from Aaron on Saturday, and I'm really pleased for him. And as I say, it wasn't planned when I came in. I didn't think I'm going to start giving academy players debuts and that, because we're in a scrap. But it was needs must, and you know, obviously gotta thank people like Chris Ramsey and Paul Furlong, who said to me, he'll give you everything. That boy will give you everything. As soon as I heard those words, I thought, right, that's good enough for me, and he certainly has been doing.
Sports Social Podcast Network.